अवगुणस्तु सहवीर्यं करभावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वान् सद्गुरुं ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैताम्बिप्रवर्तिनी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वमनुसन्दधा भगवद्गीते यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुवन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति अप्सामदा ध्यानावस्थितसत्त्वरेण मनसा पश्यन्ति योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम्। Happy Mahashivratri to all. Today we will be doing only one shloka and then we will have on those who are on Zoom can continue to watch the Mahashivratri puja, which we will be doing. So you can please keep logged in. We will move to the main hall, but we will try not to disconnect so you can stay logged in. So in chapter 18 of the Bhagavad Gita starts with Arjuna's question and Bhagwan answers that tyaga and sannyas. Tyaga is preparatory, where you give up the fruit of action, and sannyas is where we give up the ego, the doership. And Bhagwan tells us that yajna gyana, yajna dan and tapa must be done. We must do prayers, regular rituals, charity, and live a life of self-control. That should not be given up, and that is the opinion of masters and of Bhagwan himself also. And then he taught us about the three types of tyaga: tamasic, which is given up, obligatory duties are given up out of ignorance. Rajasic is where they are given up out of sorrow that it will be too hard on the body. And Sattvic Tyaga is not giving up duties, but giving up ego and giving up the fruit that what am I going to get out of it? So that is Sattvic Tyaga. And Bhagwan had said that there are five factors in every action, which he will explain in the later shlokas. One is the body, adhishthanam. The second is the ego. The third is karanam, that are the sense organs and organs of action, and the mind, intellect, ego, and the memory. And then he talked about the energy, which is the pranas. And the fifth is daivam, the divine factor. So all five are required for any action: the body, the ego, the instruments, the energy, and then the divine forces. divine grace as such. Without that, no action is possible. So today we will do the shloka number 17, where he will talk about mostly about the ego. And then he will talk later on about the other aspects of the five. So chapter 18, shloka number 17. Yasya naham krito bhavaha.
Yasya naham krito bhavaha.
Buddhir yasya na lityate.
Buddhir yasya na lityate.
Atva pisa iman lokan.
Atva pisa iman lokan.
Nahanti na nipatyate.
Nahanti na nipatyate.
Yasya naham krito bhavaha. Buddhir yasya na lipyate. Atva pisa iman lokan. Nahanti na nipatyate. So yasya. Of this individual, that means of us, Bhagwan is telling us, of us or of this individual, na aham krita bhava. Aham krita means I did it. So this ego, the doer, that I am doing it, everything, I do so much, I. So this ego, that the sense of doership, bhavaha. So the one who does not have this sense of doership. How do we do that? And what is this ego? We will cover in more detail today. How am I to give up this? Because that is our biggest problem in our spiritual journey. And also in our life, when there is a lot of arrogance, a lot of ego, our actions are not beneficial to society. So, yasya naham krito bhava, one who does not have this sense of doership, then what happens to him? Buddhi yasya na lipyate. Buddhi, his intellect of this individual, yasya na lipyate, does not get tainted, does not get corrupted. And what happens? So here, Bhagwan, from the general teaching, comes back to Arjuna's specific problem in the battlefield, and also is our problem when we deal with the world. It's not only Arjuna's problem, but our problem too. So, hatvapi, even though killing saha, this individual, iman lokan, even all these people, because Arjuna was worried that in the battle I'll have to kill so many people. So, iman lokan, even killing them, na hanti, does not kill. The Bhagwan, you just said killing, and then even killing, you don't kill. How can you connect the two? So Shankaracharya ji in his Bhashya explains it very well, and we'll talk about it. Na hanti na nibadhyate. Not only even killing, he does not kill, but he is not even bound by the action. He does not even have any papa or punya. He is uncontaminated. So as we said, go over this shloka in a little detail, because this shloka is very important. It has the essence of the entire Bhagavad Gita in it. Bhagwan has covered it because it's towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita. So he says, what is ego? And we know ego is this sense of I, this doership. And how does this ego develop? When I have unhealthy contact with actions. When I think I do it, and then when I do it, when I am the doer, then I also become the enjoyer or sufferer. If I do a good action, I enjoy it. If I do a bad action, I suffer. So repeated actions done with the idea of doership, that I am going to get something out of it, I will do it, I will, then it increases my vasana, my desire. I did this, now let me do it again, so I'll get more joy, I'll get more success, I'll get more wealth, I'll get more power. So this unhealthy relationship with objects, where they are done for a particular purpose, that what can I get out of it, creates more ego, creates more vasanas, creates more desire. Gurudev describes it as the gramophone, where when the needle is in contact with the record, then it only plays, otherwise it won't. So similarly, our mind is constantly in contact with this ego, this doership, that what am I going to get out of it? So what they say is that you do the actions, but you remain detached, you remain unaffected. And that seems to be very difficult, and we'll talk in more detail about this detachment. How to do everything in the world, Gurudev says, the man of wisdom does not stop working in the world, but he or she works without doership, without ego. And there are two methods. We have studied them before, but there are three methods. One is the Karma Yoga method, that I do it as an instrument of the Lord. That is one. I'm not doing it. I'm just a humble instrument, just as a pen is an instrument in the hand of the writer. The second is on the path of bhakti, where Bhagwan alone is everything. His whole universe is my Ishta Devta, whether it is Lord Shiva, Rama, Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, Mother Saraswati, Ganeshji. And everything is this, that my Bhagwan alone has manifested in this universe. So everything is happening because of his orders. I am just a devotee of the Lord, and my goal in life is to become one with Bhagwan. So there is this Dvaita Bhava, but it is a connection of love. Third is the path of knowledge, where I am the Supreme Consciousness. Today, our meditation was on that. Shivoham, I am that Lord Shiva, I am that consciousness. And in my presence, this whole action is happening. So when such a person works without ego, then one is that my Bhagwan is doing everything. Or other one is, I am the consciousness. Indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. Bhagwan had said in the fifth chapter, na kinchit karomi iti manyante tatva vid. Even though he's acting, walking, talking, eating, drinking, he says the senses are working with the objects, but I am the Supreme Consciousness, the Brahman. That's why that fifth chapter is called Karma Sannyas Yoga, where the person does not give up actions, but gives up the sense of doership. And then even if any action happens, in Arjuna's case, it was killing, because he was in the war and his question was, how am I to fight? His whole first chapter, he talked about that with the war, there will be so many problems. And he was talking like a wise person. So Bhagwan says, Pandit, a wise person, does not get deluded by this. No matter what happens, you do your duty. For us, our duty is different. We are not fighting any war. We are not killing anybody. We are doing our duty, and whatever our duty is. Talking about killing, you know, we just passed Valentine's Day. There was an ad in a Bombay newspaper in Mumbai on Valentine's Day, a big ad. It says, on this Valentine's Day, bring your wife to the restaurant and get 25% discount. Then it says, bring your lady friend, you know, lady friend, and you will get 35% discount. Then it says, bring your girlfriend, bring your beloved girlfriend, and you will get 45% discount. And then he says, bring all three, then you will get 100% discount and 1 month free stay in Leelavati Hospital. We'll provide stay in one of the famous hospital. So that is a sure way to get killed. But so what they are saying is that do you, whatever your duty is there, but without the sense of doership. Because when I say I am doing it, then I get the result of the karma. But if you say Bhagwan, but does not mean that I keep on doing bad actions. When I do with the attitude that I am servant of Lord or Bhagwan is working, my actions automatically will be pure. But when I have this ego, then I accumulate karmas, then I accumulate vasanas, and then we are carrying this load of karmas. for lifetime after lifetime. So with this knowledge, when I do actions dedicated to Lord, slowly I am reducing. Otherwise, carrying this, like if you see a man carrying a heavy load on his head, how he is bent over and he's having so. Our life is stressful because we are carrying lifetimes of karma. So through doing karma yoga, doing actions dedicated to Lord, and through slowly, through the path of knowledge, coming to the understanding that A, that my Bhagavan alone is, or that I am the consciousness through meditation, through understanding, and all these actions are happening, but I am unaffected. I am not even part of that. That is how buddhi yasya na lipyate. Then his intellect does not get tainted, because then his actions are not with negative karmas, negative vasanas. And how do we evolve to this? See, that is another problem, that how do I evolve? Because we were a protozoa and we went through this 84 lakh yoni, 8.4 million births, I have been thinking I am the body. And that is my... So they say start by, yes, I am this body, and become a servant of Bhagavan. They say I am just a humble servant. Then slowly from I am this body, you go to I am this jiva. I am this transmigratory individual. This subtle body, mind, intellect, and vasanas, this jiva I am. And I go through numerous births and deaths based on my actions. So slowly from I am the body, I have gone to I am the jiva, and I am using this body to work in the world. So that is a second step. But higher than that is I am that Atma, I am that Supreme Self, I am that Shiva, I am that consciousness, auspicious. And in my presence, this body is acting, this mind and intellect are working, and I am not a jiva. I have no birth. I have no death. I was never born. I will never perish. And that Bhagavan already told us in the second chapter, Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. He says, Arjuna, you and I were never born, and nor were these kings, and we will never perish. But why don't I feel that? Why do I feel that I am this useless individual suffering? I am going to. Because this Atma is veiled, as though covered because of my vasanas. The Om within me is covered, and my vasanas only expressed. And that's why I think I am this body, mind, and intellect, BMI. I am the perceiver, feeler, and thinker. And this body is real, this world is real. So they say start with the understanding I am Atma, and that's what we practice in our meditation. And this body, mind, and intellect are my equipment. This world is a Maya created by Bhagavan for my opportunity to evolve. Whatever I have seen in this world is my opportunity to grow, my opportunity to come closer to the true self, which is the divinity, which is Lord. And then alone, my progress will happen. Otherwise, I'll be caught in the cycle of birth and death. So to get out of the cycle of birth and death, I am not this jiva. I am not this individuality. I am not this name and form. That is all an equipment, and I have to. So constantly becoming a witness of the mind, a witness of the body, witness of the world, that's what we meditated on last week. And staying with that firm understanding that I am that true self. And Bhagavan says it very beautifully. He says, Sarva karmani manyasya sanyasyaste sukham vashi nava dware ture dehi naiva kurvan sakarayan. So he says that stay as the, in this city of nine gates, stay as the consciousness. I have nine gates, two eyes, two ears, nostrils, mouth, and two below. So nine gates are there in this body, which are meant for dealing with the world. But I am the consciousness, naiva kurvanna karyam. I don't do anything and I don't cause anything to be done. So slowly we are progressing, and that is the entire Bhagavad Gita is taking Arjuna and taking us from I am this body, I am the, then to I am the doer, and the third is I don't do anything. And as we said, Bhagavan is doing everything, or Prakriti is doing everything. I am the consciousness. And this shloka needs to be contemplated upon, because one is we listen to it and then we think about it. How can I slowly transform my actions to become purer, to become higher, to become, and ultimately to function in the world, but not doing anything. Naiva kurvan na karyan. I don't do anything. I don't cause anything to be done, because they say, oh, Bhagwan, yes, at the worldly level, at the level of Ishvara, yes, Bhagwan creates the world, sustains and maintains as Brahmaji, Vishnu, Bhagwan, and Lord Shiva. But at the absolute level, at the level of consciousness, that alone is, that is called Advaita. That's why we chant Bhagavad Gita. That is the one that is giving us the knowledge of Advaita. And this world is an illusory projection upon that. So don't take worldly things too seriously. If physical problems come, they will come. That is the nature of the body. Body will get old once you get to 70s and, you know, 80s, and it will happen. Mentally, always I'm not going to be happy. Some days happy, some days unhappy. Intellectually, so there will be some fluctuations. So, but Bhagavan says, buddhi yasya na lipyate. One who can stay with that attitude, that I am the consciousness, then this person body will not get, body will deteriorate and will perish, but he will say, I never died, because I was never born. And that's what they say. Gurudev one place says, nobody dies and everybody dies. Everybody dies, but nobody dies. In reality, we don't die. It's a very beautiful statement of Pujya Gurudev, which I had heard a long time back. And one should think, you know, everybody, nobody dies, but everybody dies. So then if the everybody is bound to die, that's what Bhagavan tells Arjuna. He says, tasmat pariharyate natvam shochitum arhasi. Everybody is going to die, but in reality, you are not the body, you are the consciousness. And Gurudev in his commentary says that very beautifully. I'll end here with that idea. He says that there is a murderer who commits a murder for a selfish reason. Say he wanted to rob a bank and the guard came in the way, he shot him, or he wanted, or he was angry with somebody. And, you know, like we find people take out gun for no reason. Everybody is now buying guns. And so any slight anger, in the olden days, they used to punch, but now they take out a gun and shoot. Not only the person they are angry, but everybody around, 10, 20 people. Now people are even so immune to it. They hear 20 people killed, 30 people. Oh, 30 people just turn the page of the newspaper. It has become a routine. Every day, some mass killing. So Gurudev says, a murderer, if he's caught, he will then be jailed. You know, he will get life imprisonment or get, you know, death punishment or whatever. Why? Because he has killed for a particular selfish cause. But a soldier who is protecting his country when he's attacked by the enemy, and he is working not for his personal agenda, but to protect the country, then if even if he kills 10, 20, 30 people, he'll come home, he'll get a medal, he'll get the Congressional Medal of Honor or Param Veer Chakra, for great bravery in the war. So if whether I'm doing it myself or doing it for the higher cause, for the nation, so So when I'm working for the Supreme Brahman, not only for India or United States or England, but when I'm working for Bhagwan, then my actions automatically get pure, and then I do not get bound, I do not get tainted, I do not get blamed by that. So that's why Bhagwan says, Hatva pisa iman lokan, nahanti na nibbadyate. He does not create new vasanas. That is what is binding, that is bondage, is vasana. So when I have more vasanas, then I get more bound. Then to fulfill those vasanas, those karmas, I have to take multiple births, birth after birth. And if they are negative karmas, then my life would be worse in my next life. And so that's what Bhagwan says, that do all actions, but do them dedicated to me. And here we will end. We have only up 2 or 3 minutes. We'll be starting the Mahashivratri Puja in about 4 or 5 minutes. So any questions or any quick comments? We have about 4 or 5 minutes.
Does lipyate also mean attached?
Yeah, lipyate means, here Gurudev has translated as tainted. Tainted. Bandhana is attachment, bound, bondage. Lipyate here means is not corrupted, not tainted, not dirty, not sullied. Yeah. Lipyate.
No, this reminds me of just little star number one, where he says that karma is done in unintelligently,
right,
mind you. And so you have to do it intelligently.
Yes, you have to do karmas intelligently. And karmas are done with the order of the Lord. That's what kartur-ajnaya prapyate phalam. Because karma is jada, karma is inert. The phala comes because of his order. So yeah, so intelligent is to do it what will please the Lord. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else anybody has? Lata, anything you would like to add? Any question? No. Okay. So we'll end here and then we'll go into the main hall and start Mahashivratri Puja. And then next week, Bhagwan will divide the karma into its different aspects. You know, we had talked about Adishthanam, Karta, Karma, Karanam. So then, what is the division of karma? How do we divide karma? So he says, jnanam neyam parijnata, and how this karma is divided, and how each one of them can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. So that's how he will then tell us. Because karmas we have to do. Again, Bhagwan had said in previous shloka, you know, sharir yatra pichate na prasidyet akarmana. In the 3rd chapter, he says that actions we have to do. Even breathing is an action. Even sitting and doing nothing is also an action. Even thinking is an action. So how can we make our actions more sattvic, more pure? We'll cover in the next few shlokas. So we'll keep logged in on Zoom. We'll be starting the Mahashivratri Puja in a couple of minutes. Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukhkam Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Hari Om. Thank you.